Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, the Chupacabra, UFOs, aliens, Area 51, conspiracies, unsolved crimes, the supernatural. Are they real or are they figments? With your hosts, Colleen and Eddie Medina.
Hello and welcome to Figments, the podcast where we talk about the unknown and the unexplained. I'm your host once again, Eddie Medina, and with me is the always lovely, always beautiful, and muy, muy talented, Miss Colleen Medina.
Hello! That's me.
That's you, yep. And tonight's going to be a good episode, folks. Let me tell you this. We get a lot of people asking us our personal experiences with the unknown. We haven't had but a handful of them.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we're going to talk about an instance in particular, and that would be unidentified flying objects. Yes, folks, we're going to talk about UFOs tonight, our personal experiences that we've encountered. But let's go ahead and jump right into the hairy middle of it.
Yeah, and hairy middle.
Yeah, that's right. It sounds kind of gross.
It does.
Let's back that up, edit that out.
Yeah.
Let's make it this PG.
Mm-hmm.
No, what?
Hi.
For those who may not know Colleen personally,
she's
kind of been obsessed with the whole UFO phenomenon. Me, not so much. And it's weird because I actually have had two encounters, one of which I was a lot younger, and the second is going to be the focus of tonight's show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always funny because when Colleen and I were dating, I remember seeing a book in her apartment that was about UFOs and everything, and I started asking her about it, and that's when I realized she was obsessed with the subject of UFOs. But Colleen, why don't you just kind of touch on that real quick for the audience?
I always wanted to believe in UFOs. I wanted to believe that they were real. I was never really quite sure if they were aliens or where they came from or anything like that. I just really wanted it to be something from the unknown, something from out of this world. Not to sound cliche. And I never had an experience.
Are you cliche? No.
No.
No, never.
I never had an experience. I always wanted to see something. You hear or you watch documentaries and, oh, I saw this and I saw this. And I've seen so many what I think are UFOs. And I'm just thinking, why can't that be me? I want to see something. And I've always...
It's like me with Bigfoot. You know, growing up, I always wanted to...
Me too.
You know, we take these camping trips with our families and I'd always be looking out the window of the family van wanting to see something, you know, peeking out from behind a tree or running alongside the road.
We still do that now.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember a long time ago being little.
I do, too. We were all little a long time ago.
Were we? But some of us can't remember when we were little. Like, my parents probably cannot remember when they were... Oh, yeah, my mom listens to this. Sorry, Mom. But anyway, I would always just stare up in the sky and wish that I would see something that wasn't a plane or a helicopter or just stars. Not that the stars aren't pretty and all that, but I just wanted to see something. And on my way to work at dark 30 in the morning, there have been times that I've thought, well, okay, what's that? What is that? Or on our way home the other night, remember that? And I saw something to the right, and then you just kind of realize, okay, that's nothing.
Yeah,
and you're disappointed, and...
Plane.
Yeah, it's a plane. You look at it better, and you see flashing lights, and not that that means it's just a plane, but you can tell that it is. So... I got really excited when we had our experience, which we'll get into in a little bit. And, you know, that was just one thing that I can say I'm pretty proud of, I guess. I guess
exactly.
I'm proud of having an experience, finally.
Well, you should. And once we get into the nitty-gritty of it all, you should be proud because we were, unlike the people who are around us, we're actually paying attention. But we'll get into that in a minute.
That's right.
Well, let's jump into this. I'm going to talk about my first experience with this subject matter.
Is that when you were born? Like on Mars or something? Or?
Yeah, yeah. No, Krypton.
No, you were born on Uranus, right?
No, I was going to say Krypton, shot to Earth, last survivor of a dying planet.
Oh.
You know, powers beyond that of mortal man.
I remember him looking much different than you, but we don't need to go there tonight.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So my first experience, it involved actually being at a party. There hadn't be a lot of drinking. I lost track of time at one point, probably blacked out, ended up getting probed at the end. Wait, no! That's not the exact same as... No, never mind. Sorry. Scratch that. Let's go back up.
I didn't think that you were going to bring that part up. Oh. You're going to get a lot of people asking about this one, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they should be used to my humor if they follow me on Facebook.
Unfortunately.
I was pretty young. I was in upper elementary.
So a couple years ago?
Yeah, not mentally.
Oh, okay. But actually physically. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I remember it was, you know, in our old neighborhood at our old house here in Dallas, Texas, more specifically Oak Cliff for those who are local.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the weekend. I remember we were outside playing football with some of the neighborhood kids. And it was one of those days, and our neighborhood was a lot like this pretty often on the weekends, where several neighbors would be out talking to each other, sitting on their front porches, you know. And I remember we were all playing football, and I can't remember who pointed it out first.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember someone pointed out something up in the sky. You know, I looked up, and I guess it would be above our neighborhood, but further north.
Mm-hmm.
It was a blue neon hoop.
Mm. Just sitting there. Hula hoop.
Sitting up there in the sky, and it was very, very bright, very distinct. And when I say it was up in the sky, I'm talking about you actually had to, you know, look up, you know, like throw your head back and look upward, as opposed to looking off in the distance toward the horizon line, if that makes sense.
So it couldn't be anyone standing on a rooftop dangling a neon hoop down.
Nothing like
right.
that. And your mom even suggested when I was telling the story to her that it would be something hanging from a crane. I was like, this would have to be a crane. This was up.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't off in the distance.
Right.
So this was a very bright neon hoop. And we were all kind of looking at it, us neighborhood kids, my brother was there.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned it to our family. I remember my parents kind of looking out, you know, coming out looking at it. Neighbors were just all really intrigued by what this was. Nobody was really panicking. It wasn't like, you know, Independence Day where the ship came through the clouds and everybody was just, you know, aghast, you know.
That was a little bit different. Those things were huge and scary.
Yeah.
And covered the whole sky. I don't think I'd be as scared of a hula hoop.
Then you'd be surprised. But, you know,
we
all were very intrigued by it, and this was getting to be about dinner time, so I remember my mom was cooking. So she went back inside and was fixing the meal. Well, we were all just kind of continued playing football. We'd keep our eye on it. This thing sat up there the whole time. It started to get a little darker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, before it got very dark, this is how I know it was a hoop and not maybe something like someone suggested one time it was maybe the moon and the sun was hitting it a certain way to where it was making the outer edge of it glow.
Oh.
And this is how I know
we've seen the moon, though, enough times to know that it's the moon or it's not
the
moon.
Yeah, but depending on the conditions of the weather, it is possible for it to do something that way.
Okay.
Now, this is what makes me realize that it's a hoop,
mm-hmm.
is because of the clear sky and the clouds and all, you could actually see through the middle.
That's cool.
Yeah, you could actually see the sky,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the middle part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember neighbors sitting out on their lawn chairs, just kind of all looking up and conversing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it started to get dark, and as it was dark, it was still there. And we went inside, ate dinner, even came back out after we finished eating. I never ate so quick in my life. And it was still there. And at some point, as it got really dark, it just seemed to, if I remember correctly, just kind of dim and disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Just very subtly, not anything that was just like a flash and it's gone. Mm-hmm. It was just very subtle. So I don't know. That was my first time seeing something in the sky that was unexplained, that wasn't easily explained. And
mm-hmm.
anybody who has a suggestion what else it could have been, please feel free to write in. You know, if you're not following us on Facebook, then you can always email me at eddiemedina@hotmail.com and just let me know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I would like to know too. I remember the first time you told me that story. I remember exactly where we were. We were at Lake Tewakinee State Park in our campsite number one.
Yeah, that's right. It was.
And do you remember that little where our fire pit was? It was like in this little nook in the
uh-huh.
in the trees, but the trees were all together, making it like this little
like
nook
like a little hut.
Yeah, but they were so tall up that obviously the fire wasn't going to catch fire. You know,
the fire wasn't going to catch
right.
fire.
Right, it wasn't going to catch fire. And I remember you telling me that, and I remember thinking, I am so jealous. This is someone that does not believe in UFOs, does not believe in aliens, does not believe in any of that stuff, but yet they have an experience, and I haven't. I did not think that was fair.
Uh-huh.
But
I was one of the naysayers that I'm always, you know, griping about. But it was so funny is even after that, it never really caused me to obsess about it. You know, I continued to always be obsessed with cryptozoology, obviously, but that never even prompted me to delve deeper into the whole UFO phenomenon.
Do you think it might be because of how you were brought up? Maybe your parents or your family didn't believe in UFOs, and so y'all kind of just chalked it off as it that couldn't have been a UFO. We don't know what it is. But
Not really. My family wasn't that. I don't remember them saying that's ridiculous. There's got to be an explanation for it. Not that they're so open minded that they believe everything. Obviously, they're not. For you know my family, but but no, definitely not. It wasn't anything like that. They were just kind of like, wow, that's very unusual and kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's cool.
So flash forward several years. Colleen and I. Oh my!
That was wonderful. You know it.
Colleen and I are married. This would be October of 2009. Colleen, I've been talking quite a bit. Why don't you start off the story? Just kind of set it up for us.
Well, back in October of 2009, we decided to go. Wasn't that our first trip there? Yeah, because our other trip there, I remember we were at a different campsite. So we were at this campsite. We actually were going to be at a different one that was surrounded with a bunch of loud people.
Yeah.
And I know we got there at night time. It was already dark, which we usually don't do when we go camping. But this place was so far out. And then getting into the state park and checking in and then getting into the site was a long drive. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it made it even cooler.
Yeah, it was cool, but it took forever. And I remember we changed spots, and it was really cool because
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's so weird because if we had stuck with the spot that we were originally assigned, there's probably not a chance we would have seen what we would have saw.
Saw
what we would have seen, however
that's
you say
right,
it.
That's right. And I remember I liked it so much because it was right across the road from the bathrooms. I was so excited.
Because I think we discussed before how small your bladder is.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's kind of getting off the subject, but I was really excited about that. And we had kind of a big campsite. It was nice and woodsy, and it was big, and there was people around, but they weren't right next to us or anything.
Pretty ideal for what we like.
Mm-hmm. And so we had, what was it, the first night? I think it was the second night, honestly. We had eaten dinner and everything, and we were just kind of chilling out at the campfire. And wasn't it kind of dying down, and it was getting about that quiet hour time, which is 10, which I think we're the only people that ever go camping that obey those rules, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We're goody-two-shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was getting pretty late, almost about that 10 o'clock quiet time.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, when you go camping like us, we don't bring a whole lot of equipment to do stuff whenever we, you know, are out there. And so when it...
we've actually seen people bring out flat screen TVs.
Oh my gosh, and hook it up to the satellite so they can watch the football game out there.
Yeah, watching it outside. It's crazy.
It'd be funny if their TV got messed up.
The most high-tech we've ever gotten, I think, is just bringing our cell phones with us.
Exactly. It was kind of getting about that time where we were thinking, you know, it's time to start wrapping it up. Firewall's going out. Saw our first, what do we want to call it, our first experience.
Well, this is what happened. We were sitting around the fire. The dogs were with us.
Mm-hmm.
Were we across from one another? Because I know as we got up to watch these things, I think we were side by side. I guess that's irrelevant.
No, I think we were sitting next to each other. I think we usually do. I think I remember the dogs being like across from us and Belle staring at me because she, at that point, she was always ready to go in the tent, you know? She'd always get kind of scared.
Big chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're facing the fire. Let me kind of set this up for since we can't show you visually. And to our left is the lake.
Mm-hmm. And the bathroom.
And the bathroom. So, yeah, it's us. It's our campsite. It's the little road that cuts through the campsites. And across the street is the bathrooms. Beyond that is another row, I believe, of campsites, possibly.
I think so.
And then the lake. We're not very far away from the lake. It's pretty close, considering all things. We're sitting there.
A little bit of the water from our campsite.
We can see quite a bit of it.
Okay.
So we're sitting there at the fire. And out of the corner of our eye, right over the water, we see a giant orange orb. And when I say orange orb, I literally mean it was perfectly round.
Let's say amber.
Amber, uh-huh. It was bright, but it wasn't giving off like a glow.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a perfectly round, bright amber orb.
It's like a ball of fire, and like,
mm-hmm.
It was, yeah, you're right, it did not have a glow on the outside of it. It was all contained in it, and it was huge, and it was far up.
The way I like to describe it is, it's like when you light a jack-o'-lantern, and it's the brightest in the middle, and as it gets toward the edge of the jack-o'-lantern, it gets to be like a darker orange. That's kind of how this color was. It was almost slightly brighter in the middle, darker at the edges. You could tell it was going over the water, and when we say it was large, it was significantly large. It wasn't like an airplane. You see airplanes all the time in the air. Even the ones that are close, the lights that are on the airplanes are pretty much like a little pinpoint mm-hmm. of light going in the sky. And you had to be there to see it.
Mm-hmm.
We knew, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this thing was going right over the water.
Well, it was traveling from the water, like from the water area towards our tent that way. So it was going to go right above us.
Yeah. And so as it's traveling across the water, we're just watching it and we're just like amazed. And of course, mm-hmm. we acknowledged it. Just like, do you see that? Oh my gosh, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking, and this thing is not zipping across the sky like a speeding bullet. It's traveling fairly slow. It's low, and we don't hear any kind of an engine or anything.
Mm-hmm.
No kind of a rumble, no kind of a swoosh.
There was no noise.
Perfectly quiet. All you could hear were the other campers talking at their campsites. And to speak to that even, there's a point where we allow ourselves to look away from this thing, and we look around at the other people camping around us. No one's immediately next to us, but we can see down the road. And we're trying to see if people are reacting to it too. And these knuckleheads, everyone's so wrapped up in their own little conversations and
drinking beer
and just being, you know,
loud.
Rowdy, that they're all just so unaware that, and we're thinking, oh my gosh, people, look, turn around, look at what's right over there.
Yeah.
Look up in the sky.
Everyone was oblivious. I mean, there could have been other people that saw it, but.
Oh, well, obviously, but in our general area, our little section, nobody was reacting at all. Yeah, so we were like, oh my gosh, the dogs were reacting. Like, our dogs were looking over, like, they sensed
mm-hmm.
something was amiss.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that with normal airplanes. They don't do that with anything that they're used to. So even they were just kind of sitting there. They weren't barking. They weren't getting riled up. They were just kind of looking at it, too, like, huh. Bell's probably thinking, oh, that's a big treat I can eat. So this thing travels over the water, and it starts to get further away from us at this point, at the angle it's traveling, you know, we can still see it. We're looking at it now, instead of through a clearing, we're looking at it through trees. And you can see it traveling away, but you can still see it through the trees as it's going, and it's getting further away. Even when, as it's going toward the far horizon from us, even then, where it starts to get further away, it's still large.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not a pinpoint of light like
mm-mm.
you would see on an airplane.
No, it didn't seem like it was getting any further away. We knew it was. We knew it was getting closer, and then it was moving further away, but its size just made me think that it doesn't look like it's moving further away. I know it is, but it's not getting any smaller.
Yeah, it was just crazy. Just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so
we were in awe. Just our mouths were open, and I thought, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
What was your estimated time from the time we saw it enter the clearing to our left to the time we lost sight of it in the distance? What do you think the stretch of time was?
Probably no longer than a minute.
It was, yeah, I would estimate it was about 45 seconds to a minute, at the most a minute, but no less than 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've told the story before, and people always want to say, the naysayers who I, you know, like
oh,
to...
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who you are, naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people want to say, well, did you get a picture of it? Holly, if you're so smart, why didn't you get a picture of it? Like, yeah, I've heard of instances where people say it happens so quick they didn't think to do it, and I can totally understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But this didn't happen like just so quick. I guess technically we could have, but you almost just want to stop everything you're doing
mm-hmm.
and start immediately making mental notes in your head of what you're seeing,
mm-hmm.
distance it's at, the possibly the rate of speed. You're trying to catalog all these little things in your head, and yeah, we could have stopped and gotten our phone, but honestly, at the time, the type of phones we had, what kind of quality picture would that have been? All
right.
That would have been is a distraction to us focusing and trying to gather as much detail as possible in that 45 seconds.
I think in my mind, I don't think I ever stopped staring at it. I don't think I even looked over at you. I just remember staring at it the entire time.
I remember looking over at the dogs. I do remember looking over at the people. And I do remember telling you, it's like, look at these people. They're not reacting. Now, whether or not you stopped to look at them, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
That happened.
What I was going to say was, you know, I've heard of people, oh, well, when I look down to get my camera, I look back up. The thing was gone. I didn't want that to happen. And so I guess I was just thinking, okay, just keep staring at it, keep staring at it, keep staring at it. And I thought about, at that time, I thought about getting a picture or video or whatever, but I didn't want to not be looking at it. I guess in my mind, I was so fearful that it would disappear.
Yeah, it would just zip off.
Mm-hmm.
It was obvious from the get-go. Yeah, you know, you see those airplanes in the distance, and at first you're like, gosh, what is that? That's kind of weird. It doesn't look like an airplane. This, when you see it, I cannot stress this enough. We immediately knew that this was not something we had ever seen before in our lives. There, nothing else could compare to what we saw.
Right, yeah, and you mentioned a good point. Whenever you see an airplane, like I did the other night, and I just knew it was something, and then I realized it wasn't, you're looking at it, and you're looking at it, and you're staring at it, and finally, here, you know, in a couple of seconds, you realize, or it may take a minute, you realize, okay, that's just an airplane. You know, it kind of comes clean. Okay, the cat's out of the bag, it's I'm just an airplane, or I'm just a helicopter, or whatever.
This thing, and you're thinking, I'm just an airhead.
Yeah, no, not me, you. This never did that. It never gave us an inclination that was anything that we'd ever seen before, ever.
Yeah.
And I remember the story that my parents have, that my dad loves to tell. It was a long time ago. I think they had just been recently married, and it was nighttime, and they were driving somewhere, maybe going home, and people were pulling off on the side of the road to look up in the sky at something. And so, of course, they did the same thing, and they were looking at this thing, and it had these weird lights on it, and the lights were going like around in a circle, and you're just thinking, oh my goodness, this has got to be a UFO, because that's the typical UFO video. And the more and more they looked at it, I guess as it kept going, they realized that it was a blimp. And my dad got so disappointed. Now, he doesn't usually believe in anything like that, but he thought he was seeing something, and he thought, oh, I'm finally convinced. And then it turned out to be just a blimp. And so that's another example of something that really had all of these mm-hmm. people, you know, they were all stopped on the road. It had them fooled, and then it finally revealed itself. And this thing never did.
I remember him telling the story, and he said that they were all convinced that this was a spacecraft from the planet Goodyear, and they were just convinced of it.
Oh, gosh. And it was!
So,
well, moving on, there's still part of this story we haven't gotten to yet.
So we're sitting there at the campfire, and this thing has passed, and we're sitting there, and we're just, like, talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to figure out what we just saw. We are comparing notes. You know, our stories are matching up, so that was good that we were perceiving this thing the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That was good to get that reassurance immediately mm-hmm. from the other person. As we're sitting there talking about it, maybe another minute passes, minute and a half.
Yeah, it wasn't long at all.
All of a sudden, in the same location, at the same spot, traveling the same speed, is a second amber orb.
Mm-hmm. Exact same place, yes.
It was as if somebody had rewound a videotape and mm-hmm. hit play.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, oh my gosh, it's like, and we're just like looking at it, it's like, it's happening again.
There's another one. Mm-hmm.
Same thing. It was as if it was traveling the exact same route as the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
The same distance, the same speed, the same description, like, you know, the size of it, everything
mm-hmm.
was exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh my gosh. And we're taking it in again. And we're looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what's cool about it. It's like it happened once, even though we got to see this thing for roughly 45 seconds and we were able to really study it and take it in. Now we're getting a second chance to see the exact same thing play out.
And I think I even asked you, there it is again, or something. And we realized, wait a minute, that we didn't see anything turn around.
Yeah, it wasn't like it looped back around, because where we lost sight of
mm-hmm.
it was it's hard to describe unless you're standing in front of me and I'm pointing and trying to, but where it disappeared, there's no way that quickly it could have possibly looped around without us seeing it and come back around. Why would it come back around to the exact same spot?
But my mind was just trying to make sense of it, and I thought, yeah, oh, there it is again, you know.
Of course, yeah. And not to go into a lot of details, but it played out the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly 45 seconds. It traveled in the exact same line.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Okay, this is where it gets even weirder. As that one starts to disappear, mm-hmm. just barely.
Yeah, we can still see it.
So it's not like there is another minute and a half pause. As that one's beginning to go off into the distance and we start to lose sight of it, a third amber orb
mm-hmm.
shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the same, traveling the same line.
Exactly.
Yes, the same freaking speed, the same size.
And
I remember you saying,
Colleen, look, there's another one.
Yeah, we're
and
we're,
we could not just, believe it.
It was like this second one was barely getting out of our sight, our line
mm-hmm.
of sight, and the third one shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh my gosh. So now we had the third one. There was no minute and a half between
mm-mm.
two and three. It was immediate.
Right.
And same thing, 45 seconds to roughly a minute. There it goes. And we're like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. It was insane.
And all those people were still oblivious to everything. It was great.
Oh,
I enjoyed being the only ones around that were paying attention.
It was insane to see three of these things,
mm-hmm.
and all three. It's not like they were going in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're at different distances away from us.
No.
And that's what's so cool is we were able to compare notes from Orb 1 to Orb 2, from Orb 2 to Orb 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we know. That's how when we're telling you the story, that's how we know that these things were above the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could by the second and third one, you could really see, okay, the excitement is still there, but you've got more of your wits about you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing how, yeah, this is definitely going above the water, and this is why, because we can see beyond that, we can see the other shore. A friend of ours, Catherine Houston, who you've probably heard her on several podcasts on the Jedi Cole Universe, she brought up a good point. She said, what if it was running lights on a boat? And that's a good
mm-hmm.
point to bring up.
Good point.
Because it is traveling above the water. And so, like, when we told her, we know it wasn't on the water because we could see where it was traveling. It was dark, but not so dark that we couldn't see the water, the distance between it and the water below it. And we could see the shore behind it.
Mm-hmm.
We could see the trees. So we could see where it was cutting through between us and the other side of the lake.
Well, it went right over us. We weren't on the water.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something going right over us, and especially us not being right on the water, it would not have been connected in any way to the lake.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And granted, yeah, it would have been a completely different experience had we been on a boat on the water, because
mm-hmm.
we would have been even closer to it. But we were close enough to the water to where you could see, you know, you could see how it was traveling. And when we say it traveled over us, it didn't, like, literally travel right over our campsite. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
close enough to us where we feel it traveled very close to us, nearly over, directly over us.
We were looking not straight up, but we were looking, you know, just up. You know,
mm-hmm.
we didn't have to tip our head back or anything.
No,
but,
no, exactly.
You know, I mean, it was close enough over our campsite to where we had a perfect view of it. And I remember after the third one went by, I remember us looking up at the sky for the longest time to see any. I think we even were talking to each other looking as we were looking up, saying, okay, are there going to be any more coming?
Yes,
you know, 'cause we didn't want to miss them. And
yeah.
then after that, after a few minutes went by, we realized that maybe those were the only ones, and we were just talking about it a lot at the campfire. And I remember you saying, well, aren't you happy now that you finally saw something? And, you know, I guess I was still just kind of in shock, not real shock, but just in shock that I did see something and I can't explain it. And
yeah.
It was, you know, and I remember when we went to bed that night, I wasn't scared. I wasn't in fear of anything. I didn't, and I've heard people say whenever they've had experiences that they don't feel any fear. They just, sometimes they feel a comfort. Sometimes they don't really feel anything at all. Sometimes they just feel excitement. I remember being excited and all of that, and then going to bed, and it wasn't like I was scared or anything. It was just a normal night out there. I mean, you, on the other hand, I know you were scared of, what, a lizard or something, but, you know, it was just a normal night. I wasn't wondering, okay, is something still out there? It's, you know, so.
Well, part of that is you were used to being probed, so what? No.
Oh, no. You did not.
two probe jokes in one episode.
Oh, gosh.
After a while, we figured, okay, we may not see anything, but we did stay up at the campfire for a while after that to hope to see something else, mm-hmm. and we talked about it for a while, and I remember one thing I said that kind of freaked you out. I said, okay, what if that wasn't three separate things traveling? What if Orb 1, Orb 2, Orb 3... what if those were all lights connected to a larger craft? Something like the Star Destroyers in Star Wars, where you had these long ships. And when I said that, you got, like, goosebumps, and you're like, oh, my gosh, what if it was? But
I don't think it
wasn't that, because, again, you could see how they weren't connected to anything else. So I just thought, you know, in my mind, I was trying to think, what if, you know, what if?
Right.
You know, it was dark, but it wasn't so dark that you couldn't tell. You would have been able to tell that they were connected to something.
I had mentioned maybe they were connected, and I think that's when you had mentioned.
Maybe they were all connected.
Yeah. Well, see, I thought I was the one that said maybe they're part of the mothership. Because I remember using the word mothership, so I think I was the one that said that. But
at that point in the story, you were saying mothership. As it was happening, you were saying mother something else because you were so scared.
Whatever. I do not talk that way. But what's neat about it, what's neat about this experience is, even though we didn't get pictures and we didn't get video, and people can believe our story and they can not believe our story. People can give us all sorts of ideas of what they think it could be, and that's fine, just like Catherine did. And she was just giving us an example of, well, could it have been? It wasn't like...
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Now, when I tell the story and people, mainly people that I'm related to, say, oh, no, that wasn't a UFO, it couldn't have been, that is disappointing, because I know that what I saw is not anything that I've ever seen before. It wasn't a plane. It wasn't a jet. It wasn't a helicopter. It wasn't a stealth bomber. It wasn't a blimp. It wasn't any of those things. And to see three of them, and so you kind of just wonder, especially if you're a non-believer, you know, what the heck was that? So it wasn't too long after that we saw a documentary.
It was called The Phoenix Lights. And we start watching the Phoenix Lights documentary, and it is crazy when these people start, immediately when they start describing what they saw in Phoenix, Arizona, we're like, wow, they are describing exactly what we saw. Mm-hmm. Up until that point, we had never heard of amber orbs. Mm-hmm. And again, I was never into the whole UFO phenomenon, but I had heard enough. I had seen enough documentaries mm-hmm. to hear all the typical things, the cylindrical ships, the saucers and what all.
The sausages? What?
Saucers.
Oh.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of amber orbs or people describe these things. So when we saw what we saw, it wasn't like we were basing it on something we had heard previously from other accounts.
Mm-hmm. I had never heard of amber orbs either, ever. I'd always heard of, it was like a, kind of like what you saw, but more with lights around it, and the lights, and videos that I've seen, the lights are going everywhere, it just kind of takes off, something like that. I had never heard of or seen anything that was an amber ball or an orb, like a fireball in the sky. You know, so when we were watching this and she said they were amber orbs, and she described it, I think she described it as they weren't glowing or something like that. And we thought, oh my gosh, we've seen the same thing that she's seen. And here, this is in a documentary. This is crazy. I remember thinking that, you know, this is pretty cool that somebody has seen described it exactly the way we described it.
Yeah, hundreds of accounts came out of the Phoenix Light encounter incident, I guess. And all these people kind of can tell the same story. And to hear these people talk about these things that they saw in Arizona, and it's as if they were describing what we saw in Texas.
Right.
And I'm not sure, just real quickly, if we actually touched on it, but Fairfield State Park, yes, is in Texas. It's southeast of Dallas.
Right.
And just for those who kind of want to look it up and just kind of see the layout of the state park, unfortunately, we don't have a map handy to where we could pinpoint the exact number or on the map of where we were at, but on the state map, if you happen to pull it up, we were somewhere in the vicinity of the mid to upper 60s, maybe 70, mm-hmm. one of those campsites where it was in that general area. So at least if you pull up the map of Fairfield State Park, you can kind of see at least the general area we were at in relation to the water.
Yeah, wasn't it like just a little bit under a two-hour drive from where we live?
Yeah, something like an hour and a half.
I think it was about the longest drive for a camping trip we'd been on. And mm-hmm. it was really woodsy. I remember coming down the state park road, and remember there was a little family of raccoons or possums crossing the road and everything. And
there are raccoons. There are possums more in the camp area. There was the wild pigs. Remember we saw some wild pigs out there?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we did see a lot more wildlife there, I think, than we have at other places, probably because it was so far out. And it was loud with people out there, but you know, it was, when you're on that stretch of road, of course, it was quiet and it was dark. So it was really cool.
Yeah, lots
of deer.
It was
really neat, yeah.
That's our story. I know we've had several people message us, you know, since we've started the show, wanting to know of our personal encounters. And that's what we had. I mean,
that's our
please
story, and we're sticking to it.
Oh, let me say this.
Uh-oh.
I'm still not particularly one to believe in little green men. When I say UFO, I don't mean UFOs necessarily from Mars or, you know, some other galaxy. I literally mean like an unidentified flying object.
Mm-hmm.
I lean more toward the idea that this could be an experimental man-made craft that we may have seen.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, it's very unusual because, again, it was so close to us, we heard no sort of an engine,
mm-mm.
humming, buzzing,
mm-mm.
anything like that. So that's unusual in itself.
Right.
But I tend to lean more toward the side of it being something experimental that we, the general public, aren't aware of yet.
Yeah.
But again, please give us your opinions on what you think. If you think there's a good explanation of what we saw, please, please, please email us, eddiemedina@hotmail.com. Share your thoughts, your feedback on this, what you think. If you've seen something similar, especially if you're in the state of Texas, you know, please, you know, let us know about that too. We'd like to share that with others.
I kind of want to believe that it's something out of this world. You know, I just do. I don't know.
Well, you should, because that'll explain your brother, where he comes from.
That's right. Yeah, don't forget that. But, you know, it can't be explained. You know, I have no idea where these people would come from, because as far as we know, there's no life on any other planets unless it's microscopic, tiny life. But I just kind of want to believe in that. And then I kind of have to go back to my reality world and my Christian perspective on things. And did God create, you know, did he ever tell us that he created creatures like that? You know, I know there was reference to a wheel in the sky, but we don't know exactly what that, in the Bible, what that was referring to. Some people think it's a UFO, and a lot of these documentaries will bring that up. And some people think it was a chariot in the sky. I would just kind of like to believe that it's just something that we don't, not man-made. You know, I don't want to believe that it's just man-made, because then I'm just going to be disappointed. You know, oh, okay, it's just going to be a new aircraft. Okay, like the stealth one.
Well, I mean, why would that be so disappointing? Why would it be so disappointing?
Because it's just man-made. That's boring. I want some
it's still
excitement.
It's still exciting, but see, that's the thing. You can't, just because you want something to be true doesn't make it true, and that's where you have to be careful when you're exploring these figments. It's still exciting. If it's a secret man-made craft, it's still exciting because this would be advancing our technology to a level that we don't have yet. And to me, that's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really get that excited about that. But, and I'm not saying that just because I want it to be true, it is true. I'm not.
That's exactly what
you're saying. It is not. I'm going to smack you. I'm really going to smile. I'm going to have Ginger sit on you in there because I know she's in there.
Well, they don't know who Ginger is. Why don't you tell
Ginger
them?
Ginger is our new chocolate lab. We got her about a week ago. We adopted her, and she's about 7 years old, and she looks like she stuck her face in a funnel cake because she's got gray hairs, and she is quite a bit overweight, but she's actually losing weight. Very sweet, very active and playful, and we just love her, and you can really tell how tiny Velcro is compared to her when they're together. He's already thin, but she just makes him look like she's eating all the food and he's not getting any.
Yeah, she's definitely a fan of the buffet.
She
but
is.
Anyway.
She definitely is.
But again, let us know your thoughts on this. Give us your feedback on what you think it is. I think we pretty much covered it, unless you have something else you want to add to this.
I do not. No, I don't think so. Mm-mm.
Okay, because I think you've talked enough. You need to go ahead and hush
I
up.
I have hardly talked at all.
Oh, what?
Thank you.
No.
Yeah. I would just say, you know, look at it like we've said before. Look at it with an open mind.
You don't have to get the last say-so.
Yeah,
you don't have to get the last word in.
Look at it with an open mind and, you know, believe what you want to believe. If you want to believe that they're UFOs from another world, then go for it. Who's to tell you? That's another thing. Just like Bigfoot, we don't know. We don't know that they don't exist. And what about USOs? Think about that. That could be another episode. That would be unidentified submerged.
Oh, gosh. Yes, we know.
Objects. Okay, well, I wasn't sure. No, I think I'm pretty much done. So the question is, are you done?
I'm done.
Are you done talking everyone's ear off?
No, I'm done. We would like to mention real quick, before we go, Figments will be having our first live presentation very soon. We can't give the details out right now. We can't give the details out now, but listen in next week's episode as we will spill the beans on our first live episode. And if you're in the Dallas area, you can be a part of the episode of Figments.
Mm.
So big news coming up next episode.
Yeah.
So, listen for that.
So all the five people that are listening, you can be a part of Figments.
Also, if you're in Dallas, both of us will be at AllCon. That's ALL-CON.org. AllCon is a pretty big convention in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we'll be there along with all the other wacky characters from the Jedi Cole universe.
That's
Cole
right.
Houston, Catherine Houston, Bobby Blakey, Andrew Farmer will be flying
Yay,
in.
Yay, Andy!
Yeah. So it's going to be a treat to have Andy back in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us wacky characters that you always hear on the Jedi Cole universe will be there, along with our pal Ricky Terrez from our sister podcast side, mm-hmm. the United States of Geekdom. You can't miss Rick. He's a terror. he's a tower of power.
He's a Ray Romano lookalike.
Yeah, or as they like to say, he's a cryptid himself. We've discovered a couple of years back at AllCon that he is the Were Romano.
You never told me that.
Yeah, obviously you don't listen to his show.
I guess I don't, yeah, no.
Just the episode you were on, that's
exactly.
it.
Exactly, I only want to hear my voice, I don't want to hear anyone else's.
But thanks again for joining us, guys. Tune in next week as we give you more details on our first live episode. And until then, keep asking yourself, are they real or are they figments? Good night, folks.
Good night.
Figments is a production of EdMed Art Studios and hosted by the Jedi Cole Universe. You can find us at www.jedicole.com and www.eddiemedina.com. Thank you for listening, and keep searching for the unknown.